This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Well, good afternoon. The time, 4 o'clock here at WCNO. Martin is here with me, and we have phone lines open. We have folks ready to answer phone calls here today. We are having a wonderful day here at WCNO. We've had a number of calls, people giving and pledging. We had a couple of matching funds challenges. And listen to this. We have less than $70,000 to go, $69,940 to go. And I know that we can do something about that this afternoon.
That's right. Two more hours.
Two more hours here, and we're going to wrap it up here. We have today, tomorrow, and Friday, just a little bit of time left. We're going to try to do all that we can here this afternoon. Would it not be a good thing to get to that next $1,000 level even before,
415.
I like the way you think. Get it done now. 888-221-8990 is the number to call. You know, we've got a couple of folks that have joined us as corporate underwriters here at WCNO over the last couple of days. And if you would like to do that, well, you can find out more about corporate underwriting online at our website. But basically, it's a program for Christian businesses to contribute to the station. And in return for that contribution, we are allowed by the FCC rules and regulations to acknowledge you as a corporate underwriter of the WCNO ministry. We have some folks here on the air. We have an attorney, David Walker, here in town, who's an underwriter, an accident injury attorney, and he is a sponsor of the ministry. We have a gutter guy. We have a West of Old England. We have, I'm trying to go through all of them in my mind here. We've got
A1 Auto.
A1 Auto.
Yeah,
we've got a number of underwriters here on the station that contribute. Godfrey Electric, you know, we have others that give a gift each month to the support of this radio ministry, and in turn we acknowledge them as underwriters of the ministry. And it's through their giving that we are able to stay on the air. And if you are a business person and you'd like to join us as a underwriter, well, the entry level of underwriting is $280 a month. And for $280 a month, you receive one spot a day, Monday through Friday. It tells who you are, what you do, where you're located, what products and services you provide, how people can contact you. We can give your phone number, your web address, that kind of information. But there are some limitations of things that we can't mention. We can't mention discounts, prices. We can't tell people to stop in, say hello, and we can't say call you, but we can tell them that you're available at and give a phone number. So there are some rules and regulations of how we are allowed by the FCC to acknowledge you as an underwriter. And so if you'd like to join us, if you'd like to know more about it, you'd like to discuss it, if you join us as an underwriter today here at WCNO, it will count toward our fundraising effort. And if you join us at the entry level, that would add $1,680 over the next 6 months. You don't have to pay it all at one time. You pay it monthly in advance. It's a great way to let people know of your presence in the community, because how do they know that you're out there if you're not advertising? There was a guy, one of our underwriters one time was a sign man, had a sign business. He sold it, and that's why he's no longer doing spots with us. But he had a little slogan in his business. He said, "No sign is a sign of no business."
So true.
And you know, if you are a business person, you have your business cards, you have your sign out front, you know, just as an identifier of your location. So if somebody's driving by, they want to see where you're at. Well, how do people know that you're in the business? Well, you may put an ad in the paper. You may put an ad in the phone book. I don't know if anybody even looks at phone books anymore.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have one?
Yes, I do.
Well, you got a phone book.
Well, unless my kids are around, because they can look everything up on phones. I don't do that.
You're old school.
Yep, I do.
All right. Well, some people do, but usually anymore, I just say, hey, Google, you know, who's out there doing this?
And Tom did mention you get a once-a-day ad. Just to throw this in real fast while he's speaking, it's in prime time hours. Is that once a day?
Well, wait a minute.
From
6
to 7, right?
Well, prime time refers to morning drive and afternoon drive. Not all day.
I meant it's not going to come on at 1 in the morning. It is your own. I mean, it might, but that's an extra spot.
That's an extra, yeah. And we don't want you calling me and waking me up.
Right.
Because that's a bonus. Okay? But what you're trying to say is that they will air between 6 a.m. and
7 p.m.
6 p.m.
Oh, 6 p.m. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, 6 to 6, you know, is generally when they will air. And they rotate around so that you're getting morning drive or an afternoon drive on occasion.
Lunch breaks.
Yeah. It's all good now, time. If you go to two spots a day, one spot is guaranteed. You know, you got to go to the next level, Martin. If you go to two spots a day, then one of those spots will be in the morning or the afternoon drive.
Oh, I'd say
If you're doing three spots a day, you get the morning and the afternoon drive, and then the third spot floats around, but you're talking about, you know, a little bit more money, you know.
Sure.
Matter of fact, yeah. So, but the entry level, $280 a month, is something that's within the budget of people, and you get one spot a day, Monday through Friday. If I accidentally play you an extra spot at 1 o'clock in the morning, that's a bonus. If you hear it on Saturday, that's a bonus. But it's a way for you to support Christian radio, let people know that you're in the community. And so it gets to be a win-win.
And it's still a tax write-off, too.
Win situation. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's...
So, anyway.
Yeah.
888-221-8990 is the number to call. Our time is 4:07. If you are a business person, you want to know more about that, give us a call here at the station, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it. But we've got two new corporate underwriters here. Carcom. Down in Palm Beach County, is coming back on the air with us. And Third Day Electric in Port St. Lucie has joined us as an underwriter. We're excited about that. And you, too, could join us today as a corporate underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, and it will count toward our fundraising effort. That's really good. So
I just thought of the name of their company, Third Day Electric, Third Day Our Lord Rose.
That's right.
That's very catchy of that guy. I like that.
Yeah. And so 888-221-8990. Here's the number to call.
I'm not afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. I'm not afraid. What can man do to me? In my distress, I
the Lord is with me. Well, friends, those phone lines are open. The calls are coming in. People are stopping by. Listen to this. Leroy coming by here, and he has issued a challenge. He came in, said he wants to issue a $60 challenge to people to pick up the phone and call, and he's given $60.
I see.
And he simply wants somebody to match it with $60. Now, $60... that's $10 a month for 6 months.
That's right.
Now, that's less than a dollar a day.
That's 33.3 cents a day. So we would have to go 34 cents a day.
34 cents a day. And so just think, right now, your gift of $10 a month, and Leroy is going to match it right now, dollar for dollar, up to $60. And so he's saying he wants somebody to give $60 to match his, and then he says somebody else needs to call in and give
again.
A $60 challenge again.
Do it again.
And do it again. And again.
That's a good, nice round number, too.
That's
like
right.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so if there's somebody out there right now you'd like to call and give a gift of $60, we just trust that you would do that. 888-221-8990. We're looking for a $60 gift to match that. Now, that's setting aside that. I'm going to set that aside. We're waiting for somebody to call and do that.
That's a specific challenge.
That's
right,
a specific
there.
Challenge. So somebody needs to match up
Leroy.
Leroy's $60 gift. Now, we've got a first-time giver here, Michael in Port St. Lucie, giving a gift of $50. We're very grateful and thankful to you, Michael, for that gift, and has the pledge. He's sowing some seed for a baby in the hospital. Pray for health. Had two surgeries already, and just praying for a complete recovery. So, Heavenly Father, you know that there are a number of children that we've been praying for over the last few days, and here is another child that we're lifting up to you. We're praying, dear God, that you would touch this child. This little baby has already had two surgeries. I pray, dear God, Lord, that you administer to this child, bring it through to a complete recovery in Jesus' name. And, Father, we ask that today in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who said, "Suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God." And so we know that, Jesus, you have a heart for children. Bless this child today. Give it a complete recovery. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And back again, we still have this challenge here from Leroy right here in the area, giving a gift of $60, wanting somebody to match up to $60. It's a one-time $60 gift. wanting it to be matched with $60, okay? So that's a separate challenge there. Somebody out there might want to give $10 a month, and it would match that $60. The phone lines are open, and somebody has those phone numbers.
Locally, it is 772-221-1100. Toll-free, 888-221-8990.
Okay.
Or you can go online, WCNO.com.
You're having way too much fun.
I love his place.
You're having a great time.
Yes, I am.
Did you hear me? I was talking about you earlier today. I was gossiping about you.
Nah, I must have missed that one.
Did you miss it?
Yeah.
I was talking to Karen. I told Karen, I said, I have been so tickled watching Martin. Because every time somebody calls with the pledge, he claps his hands. He gets so excited.
It is.
And, it is exciting. People just don't realize what a blessing it is. When we're sitting here asking for people to contribute, knowing what's at stake here, knowing how important it is for those funds to come in, when someone comes in or walks in like Leroy did with a gift of $60, or they call in with that gift of $50 or $100, it's just a blessing. And, you know, if you don't get happy about a blessing, you know, I don't know what you're going to get happy about. Hey, there's our helper. And listen to this. Leroy was giving a gift of $60, and David from Green Acres called in, said he's going to give $10 a month over the next 6 months.
And match up
Leroy's challenge. And so we're going to add that $120 to our totals. And while I get those total updates, give those phone numbers again, because now Leroy wants somebody to call in with a gift of $60 as a challenge.
To be matched back up. Those numbers are local, 772-221-1100, and toll-free, 888-221-8990.
And what do they call that? Playing it forward?
Paying it forward.
Paying it forward. Okay. Paying it forward. Well, this is what's happened. Leroy giving a $60 challenge, David calling it in. So now the next step is somebody call up and
challenging another, giving $60.
Give another $60 challenge.
This is interesting. This is a new one, and I like that.
Yeah, I've never heard this one before.
Good job, Leroy.
Yeah, and so if you can call and give, this is a good time to do that. 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And we are right now just $770 away from that next $1,000 level. Little music for you here. Our time, 4:18. We don't know what's going to happen this afternoon, but I'm trusting that whatever happens, it's going to be good.
How we long for your heart. How we long for your heart to beat in us. Now we're sick in your face. Now we're seeking your face to shine on us. How we long for your heart. How we long for your heart to beat in us. Now we're seeking your face. Now we're seeking your face to shine on us. Who is like the Lord our God? There is no one, no, not one. Who is like the Lord our God? Seated on the throne. Shine.
your king. Rejoice is all for you with singing. Oh, sing, Zion, sing. Let the anthem of your heart be freedom.
Try prayer. to know. Yeah.
WCNO, prayer and praise time. $69,770 to go. It's almost 4:30, and we are just an hour and a half away from the end of our day. We're trusting that perhaps someone out there might join us. Leroy had issued a $60 matching funds challenge. It was met, and then he said, have someone out there call in and give a $60 challenge. They can do that, and then maybe somebody would match that. That would be $120. So think about that here this afternoon. Everybody can do something. We have $69,770 to go. We're hoping that maybe we'll hear from you today. 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Toll free to make your gift of support. I'm looking at all these faces just kind of staring back at me.
You can call us at our local number, 772-221-1100. We were so engrossed in your
giving
talking.
A phone number?
Yes.
You've been awake too long.
You need I have.
Someone to talk. I have no problem. But anyway, the last couple of days, for some reason... it's been really slow from 4:30 to 5:30, and I know there right now there is a ton of listeners out there. I mean, It's going home time, and if you think about it, if you haven't called in yet and you're listening to us, that goes to show that you support the station with listening. This is the time to call in and support, you know, the financial end of it. And and the way we were talking about it earlier. And this is the only time you hear during the day, you know, we were speaking of a cup of coffee, you know, any good cup of coffee is over $2. At just a dollar a day, $1 a day, that's $180, you know, over the 6-month period. And the first thing I do when I get in the car is I turn on WCNO. Well, I don't have to turn it on. It's
first thing,
on there.
First thing you do is turn on the key.
And it goes right to WCNO. And maybe there's some of you out there like that you just, you know, maybe you had a hard day at work and you just, you know, at this time of the day, instead of getting to hear my voice, you'd be hearing some really good music. Mm-hmm. And WCNO does play the best music. So on your ride home, when you stop at a red light or, you know, pull over and you get that $3 cup of coffee or iced tea, think about the dollar a day. Or Leroy said, you know, call in $60 and say, hey, I want to match it up. I want to be with Leroy and the man that called in and matched that
David.
David. So this is a good time to do it because for some reason it's been slow during this time, and sure be nice to hear the phones ring.
Well, it's slow according to your estimation.
According to my estimation, it's been slow during this time.
But God is good. Listen, we are confident that God is going to meet our needs. He always has. Over 26 years now, God has been moving. And sometimes, you know, we grow a little concerned, perhaps. And this is what I was trying to express earlier this morning. You know, if we have assurance, if we really have the assurance of something, I'm not worried. You know, it's like I have the assurance that when I go home today, my wife is going to be there waiting for me. I don't have any doubt. She's going to be there. And I don't worry about it. I don't think about it. It's almost like I'm taking it for granted. You know, I just,
right.
She's there. She's always going to be there. I have faith in her. I have the assurance that my wife is going to be there for me. It's not something that I'm concerned about. It's not something that I'm worried about. It's not something that I'm giving a whole lot of thought to, except for when, you know, it comes up like this. It's just, she's there. Now, I don't want her to think that I take her for granted, but maybe in that regard, I do. It's just something that it's going to be. That's the assurance. And you think about the assurance that we have in God. You know, God said he's going to deliver us. He's going to save us. I have no doubt. I know that God's going to save us. I know that God has already sent his son. The price has already been paid. You know, it's like I've got the ticket. It's in my hand. I read about it in the Bible. I know that it's paid for. I know that it's signed, sealed, delivered. The covenant has been cut. And it's a done deal. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. You know, that's what we're talking about, being assured. But when it comes to the fundraising, you know, we were asking, you know, about, well, we have a matching funds challenge. And by the way, I don't have any right now, or we would be maybe talking about it. But the thing is that when we get to that last 2 or 3 minutes and there's such a great amount that's left, do we have the assurance that God is going to meet the need? Absolutely. Do I have the assurance that we're going to get that gift done in the next minute or two? Not at all. And that's why sometimes you will hear me get a little wound up and I get a little tight. And if you hear anything in here today going, ka-poom, 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 that's Karen's heart. She was, you know, I mean, it really does get tense. It really does. And people don't, I don't know, Martin, if you sense that out there, but, you know, I've had people, huh?
Oh, I do. When I'm not here Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays mornings, I can't be here. And when it gets near the end of the time, like this morning, there was 3 minutes to go and they had $1,300 to reach. I just wanted to scream. I wanted to call in, Tom, I don't have the money, but I didn't know what to say, you know. But
and we don't want the people out there to get overly wrought over things like that, because we know that our God is able. And see, this is faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't know where the money's coming from. You know, when we started this fundraiser a few days ago, all we knew was what had come in the mail. We've got a few $1,000 in the mail that has come in, and we come on the air and we start. And we ask people to give, and we don't know who's listening. We hope that someone out there is listening. We hope that they're listening with the ears to hear, not just listening, but not listening. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm hearing you, but I'm not listening. Mm-hmm. Or I'm listening, but I'm not hearing you. You know, there's a difference. And we are a listener-supported ministry. We rely upon the gifts of people like you that are listening with ears to hear. And we hope that you'll pick up that phone and call and make that contribution, whether it's a one-time gift of $10, a one-time gift of $100, or maybe, as Leroy said, a one-time gift of $60, and do it as a matching funds. We've had $100 matching funds gifts. We had a $5,000 matching gift. That tells me there's room in there for you
everybody
to do whatever it is you want to do. You know, there's no steadfast rules. People call up and say, well, how is it that I should give? Well, there's no rules about how you should give. There's no rule about how much you should give. All the only rule, if there's any rule, is this: ask the Lord and do what God would have you do. That's it.
You know, that's so true, Tom. I can remember, and I don't know how many times I remember, I'd be sitting in church, or I actually was on a bus once, and I felt the nudging of the Holy Spirit, and to the exact amount, told me to get up and walk up and give this poor lady on the bus an amount of money, and the lady literally started crying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying start crying right now for your giving here, but if you're being nudged, if you ask the Holy Spirit, okay, Lord, I feel the nudging, you know, I'm tight. How much do you want me to give?
That's
he
fine.
Will tell you, you know, and if it seems more than you think, first off, you have 6 months. But that's not even the point. The point is, if the Lord's saying give this amount, there's a reason he's saying that, because he wants to bless you. When you bless WCNO here, he wants to turn around and bless you for being obedient to him. So if you're feeling that nudge right now, just ask him, okay, God, what do you want me to give? And I promise you will get a figure in your mind. And then don't question it. Don't go, that's me telling me. No, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. And then don't hesitate. Pull off the road or get on your phone or whatever and call us and give that amount.
That's right. Well, you know, so many times we are asking God, I want to do something for you. And then God speaks to us and we think, who is that?
That is so true.
Who's that telling me? Well, you know, do pray about it. Seek the Lord about it. And if God is speaking to you, please contribute and help. We are just a few thousand dollars away from having our goal completed. We've had a very good week last week. We were off to a good start this week. We had a great day on Monday.
Yes,
we really did. We had a tremendous day. I think the best day of the fundraiser as of yet was on Monday. We are looking forward to another great day today. We have a little bit of time left, about an hour and 20 minutes. There's no telling what we can do together. Now, if you just leave it to me and Karen and what's his name over here?
Martin.
If you just leave it to us, there's not a lot going to happen, but a lot of gum flapping. Okay. But, you know, we're sharing the need with you to tell you what the need is. We are committed to doing what we can to share that need. We're trying to do it. And sometimes, I have to admit, sometimes our words are inadequate to the need that's here. I wish that God would give us a better ability to express how great the need is. And sometimes, we search for words to say. We search for something to say. And it comes down to this. Christian radio is worthy of financial support. Why is it worthy of financial support? Because Christian radio is bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to the airwaves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If that's not something that's worthy of support, I don't know what is.
That's right.
I really just don't know what is. There are a lot of ministries in the world that are worthy of support. There's benevolence ministries that are feeding the hungry and clothing the naked. Are they worthy of support? Absolutely. There are ministries out there going up and down the streets and getting people off drugs and turning their lives around and rescuing the down and out. Are they worthy of support? Absolutely. There are ministries out there, like a lady that we know here in the area, getting furniture and clothing and food and distributing to the poor. Is that worthy of support? Absolutely. All of these ministries, and people many times say, well, I can't give to all of them. Well, I don't expect you to give to all of them. Give to the one that God is speaking to you about. And if God is speaking to you about giving to that benevolence ministry and helping to feed the hungry, if that's where your heart is, let me tell you what the scripture says. Where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. Or where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And so if your treasure is in that ministry and your heart is in that ministry, support it. You know, your local church, your tithe belongs to the local church. Support it. Because they're there for you. They're a part. You're part of that body. You're a part of that organization. Support it. Get behind it. But if God has spoken to you about giving to this radio ministry today, I'm just asking you simply to do what you can. Whatever gift you give, that's between you and the Lord. But we're asking you to please do something today. We are running out of time. We have just a little more than an hour left today. We have tomorrow and Friday. We've got, listen to this, $69,770 to go. The phone lines are open. Karen's going to give you the numbers. We're going to get back to some music, and hopefully we'll hear from you.
We have a toll-free number, 888-221-8990, and our local number, 772-221-1100. And Tom, I'm thinking about, as you were talking about the different ministries, that when you give to the station, it's like you're a missionary to whoever is in listening distance or of this station.
And this is something that, you know, I'm talking about all these ministries, and it just came to my mind that, you know, we support these ministries.
Yes.
You know, if you, we have a group here in town, you know the folks, Lahaya?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what are they doing?
They're helping the homeless.
They're helping the homeless. And do you ever hear spots about them on the air?
Every day.
Every day, just about.
That's right.
They call and say, we need soap. We need
they tell you what
blue
they
jeans.
Need, yeah.
We need paper goods. We need this, that, and the other.
Tom, I let one of the guys from Lahaya stay in my home for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Big Robert. I don't know if you ever met him, but
no,
he got saved from the founder of Lahaya.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a place to stay. He went to our church.
Mm-hmm.
And no one wanted
to
help
him. Yeah, he opened up the door.
And I really thank my wife for that, because, you know, we have a bunch of children.
Mm-hmm.
We took a spot in the garage and we built him a room. And he is one of my very best friends. He is so thankful, you know,
of what you did.
Yeah, and that's...
You opened up your doors and
let him
in.
Yeah.
And you see, when you support Christian Radio, you make it possible for us to have a vehicle to give you the announcements that there's a food pantry in the area, that there's a feeding place for the poor, there's a ministry for drug recovery and alcohol recovery, and on and on and on. You know, if you're involved in those ministries, if you're out there and you're actively involved in those ministries, we have a community calendar. If you have a need, let us know. We will certainly, most certainly, you can have full assurance that when you present those needs to us, that we will get it on the air for you.
That's right.
If it's possible, we'll do it.
Well, I know, Tom, you want to get
and
to
it's
the song,
possible.
But I had forgot to mention this, and I just want to get it out real fast. I had to leave for about 20 minutes and pick up my boy from school. And I was signing him out. You know, it was only an hour ago. And this other couple came in, sort of timid. And they came in and they asked the lady at the desk, they go, we want to hand out Bibles. Are we allowed? And they literally, it was almost like you could see the panic in the, and I'm not going to name the school or nothing, the panic in the lady's face. Well, I have to go check with the principal and the vice principal. And, you know, it took like 5 minutes and I was waiting for my boy, you know, to get signed up. So I'm talking with him and telling him, hey, I'm, you know, going to be on the radio. And I said, I want to mention that, you know, you're out here handing out Bibles, but I really can't go into any details. But they literally like almost pushed him off into a corner off of the property, of course, where hardly no one is going to be. But the rights to the sharing of the gospels going away, and here we are,
you know,
in a place.
When I was in school, the Gideons came to the school every year, and they never forced anybody to take one, but anybody that wanted a Bible, or a New Testament. They gave out the New Testaments. Anybody that wanted a New Testament, well, they got one. And that day, I guess it's long gone.
Well, since you mentioned the name, that's who it was. It was Gideon's.
The Gideon's.
The Gideon's were over at the school when I was there.
Well, God bless them. You know, God bless them, you know. And I know a man that I talked to on a regular occasion, how the Gideon's was instrumental in him coming to the Lord.
Amen.
And there's a lot of military men. When I got into the Air Force, when I went to basic training, they gave me new underwear, uniforms, a green tuxedo, and all these things. You know, the green tuxedo, you know what they were? Fatigues.
Yes, I sort of figured that out.
And in all of that stuff, they gave me a Gideon's New Testament. Did you get one?
You joined? As you were just saying it, I was trying to think back. That was a long time ago. I'll have to think about that, whether we received a Bible.
We got one. We certainly did. And but anyway, listen, John from Hialeah calling in and giving a one-time gift, a first-time giver, giving a gift of $50. John, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
John,
I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but I believe that name is John, and I hope that that's correct.
Looks like it.
Yep. And Cassandra is challenging somebody to call in with a $60 gift.
Right.
Okay. And so if you have $60 and you want to match it up with Cassandra, there you go. Cassandra wants to match up your gift, $60. We just need somebody to do that. 888-221-8990, that $60 gift, paying it forward from Leroy. Leroy gave $60. It was matched by David. And then the deal was somebody else would call with $60 to be matched. So Cassandra has done that. And
thank
so
you,
we're
Cassandra.
Very grateful and thankful to you. 888-221-8990, a $60 matching funds challenge here. Somebody call up and match up her gift right away. 888-221-8990. The time, 4:49, coming up on 5 o'clock. Give us a ring. Make that call.
You are my heart's cry. You are the reason that I sing. You are my heart's cry. You are my everything. You are my help, Lord. You make me feel safe. Of peace, you are the King of Kings. At times darkness sets in. When I walk through the valley of the shadow, but I will not fear, Lord. For I know mercy and grace are sure to follow, and I will trust in you, and I will cling to you. I'm holding on for life. You are my life, Lord. The very air that I breathe. You fill my cup, Lord. When the shadows of death are hanging over me, you are the Prince of Peace. You are the King of Kings. I know I am set free in the shadow of your wings. And I will fly, and I will soar on the wings of your love. I am lifted up.
life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. And I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my Lord. More love,
okay, friends, listen to this. We have a matching funds challenge that has just been called in from a longtime supporter of the station. Jerry is calling in, and we're going to leave it at that. Jerry has called in, and Jerry has said that whatever we raise up to $2,000 in the next half an hour, he will match. And so if you call in and give a gift of $100, it will be matched with $100. And if we raise $2,000, he'll match it up to $2,000. If we only raise $1,000, he's going to match it anyway. But whatever we raise in the next half an hour, up until 5:30, we got a little two or three extra minutes there. But between now and 5:30, whatever we raise, listen to me, friends. Whatever we raise up to $2,000 between now and 5:30. If we raise $10, he's going to match it with $10. If we raise $100, he's going to match it with $100. So whatever we raise between now and 5:30, he will match it dollar for dollar up to a total of $2,000. So, friends, this is a great time to pick up that phone and give us a call. The number to call is 888-221-8990, our local number.
772-221-1100.
All right, let me just get down out of this and kill all the music and everything for a minute. Listen to me, friends. This is what's going on. Our friend Jerry, he's a longtime supporter of the ministry. He has called and said that whatever we raise between now and 5:30, he will match it up to $2,000. And so we're going to ask you to pick up that phone and call, make that gift of support, and whatever we raise.
Be a part of it. This is exciting.
It is exciting.
And there
so
we go.
There's a call coming in. We're going to need other calls coming in. But whatever we raise between now and 5:30, up to $2,000, Jerry's going to match. So give us a call and make that pledge right now. Let's stir up a hunger. Amen? Now, we don't know how much we're going to raise here, so we're just going to track it as we go. Whatever you call in will be matched up to $2,000.
You can turn the dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost and turn it around. Lord, my own, my heart can turn as hard as a stone. But you can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a heart. For me, Lord. Thank you, Lord.